This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli ground troops have surrounded Gaza City amid diplomatic efforts to bring about a brief stop in the fighting with Hamas militants and a worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States is working with countries in the Middle East region to take concrete steps to minimize harm to civilians amid the intensifying Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Gaza. Speaking with reporters before flying to the Middle East Thursday, Blinken said Palestinian lives must be protected.
When I see a Palestinian child, a boy, a girl, pulled from the rubble of a collapsed building, that hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else. So this is something that we have an obligation to respond to, and we will.
President Biden said dozens of Americans were evacuated from Gaza on Thursday. We get more on that part of the story from VOA's Alexis Strope.
President Joe Biden says that 74 more U.S. citizens have left the Gaza Strip. He announced the development as he dispatched U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the Mideast for talks with Israeli and Jordanian officials as the nearly four-week-old Israeli-Hamas war rages on with no end in sight. Biden said those who evacuated were dual citizens. The White House has previously said some 500 to 600 U.S. citizens had been trapped in Gaza since the start of the October 7th Israel-Hamas war. The administration said earlier this week that a handful of Americans were among dozens of dual citizens who were able to get out of the strip where a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigeria's lawmakers have approved the new government's first supplemental budget, which includes huge allocations for SUVs and houses for the president, his wife, and other public officials, sparking anger and criticism from citizens in one of the world's poorest countries. Already, the country's National Assembly recently confirmed its more than 460 federal lawmakers will each get SUVs reportedly worth more than $150,000 each. They say the vehicles would enable them to do their work better. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. Get more on the story from the AP's Norman Hall.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. A New York jury has convicted Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud in a scheme that cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. After the months-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
Leading artificial intelligence developers have agreed to work with governments to test new frontier models before they are released to help manage the risk of the rapidly developing technology. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports it's a potentially landmark achievement at the United Kingdom's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
Like-minded governments and AI companies have today reached a landmark agreement.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday hailed an agreement between leading AI developers and governments to test new artificial intelligence models before they are released. He said the accord on the final day of his two-day AI safety summit would help to manage the risks of the rapidly developing technology and protect humanity from the potential threat it poses.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best. Because safely harnessing this technology could eclipse anything we have ever known.
The list of countries that had signed up to the safety testing collaboration did not include China.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber, and I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.